Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Prasad Nichanametla. Today I'm going to tell you about the BJP's pick for the Hyderabad Lok Sabha fight, Madhavi Lata. Political debutant and Hindutva face Kompella Madhavi Lata is the Bharatiya Janata Party's choice to take on the sitting MP Asaduddin Owaisi in the Hyderabad Lok Sabha constituency. This is the first time the BJP fielded a woman candidate in the Old City segment, which is a stronghold of the All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimin or AIMIM for the past few decades. Owaisi, also the MIM president, has been the Hyderabad MP since 2004, winning the seat four times. Earlier, his father, Sultan Salahuddin Owaisi, was the Lok Sabha representative from Hyderabad six times. Madhavi Lata, a BA in Public Administration from the Nizam College and MA in Political Science from the Usmania University, a NCC member during her student days and a Bharatanatyam dancer, is the chairperson of the Hyderabad-based Virinchi Hospitals. 49-year-old Madhavi Lata had actively campaigned against the triple talaq in Hyderabad's old quarters, which has a high concentration of Muslims. She had collaborated with Muslim women groups for the purpose. Madhavi Lata had also set up a fund to aid economically weaker sections of Muslim women and girls. Madhavi Lata is known not only for organizing health camps and flood aid, setting up over 2,000 toilets inspired by Swachh Bharat and sponsoring girls' education, but also for engaging in religious activities for strengthening Sanatana Dharma. She says that Sanatana Dharma is the way to peace and harmony in society. I am a follower of the path of Dharma and influenced by the several kings under whom Hindu Dharma Raja flourished in our Bharat Varsha, Madhavi Lata said while talking to the Print after her candidature was announced by the BJP. Lata says that her inspiration for two decades now has been Narendra Modi, who she says is sacrificing himself to lead India's development in the right direction. Our country saw many great leaders in the past, but none as selfless, decisive and purpose-filled as PM Narendra Modi ji, the BJP nominee says. Lata adds that her mission is to stay inspired and work towards making India a superpower in the Amrit Kaal under Modi. She thanks BJP top leaders Amit Shah, JP Nadda and Rajnath Singh for putting faith in her capability to fight Owaisi. Lata is sometimes mistakenly called doctor, which she attributed to her involvement in the hospital activities, equipment procurement, etc. during the COVID-19 pandemic. Madhavi Lata described herself as an orator, artist, philanthropist, entrepreneur, mother, wife, and a woman with a mission to usher in peace and prosperity to Hyderabad. Why has the constituency ruled by AIMIM remained undeveloped while other parts of the city are flourishing? The BJP candidate asked. Lata says she has traversed every nook and corner of Hyderabad Lok Sabha constituency, reaching out to all the sections, especially the Pasmanda Muslims. Understood what people here want. Hence, my campaign theme will be Right to Neighborhood, a safe, developed one, she tells. Madhavi Lata, a resident of the Yakutpura assembly segment under Hyderabad, accuses MIM of resorting to malpractices and coercion in every election. She says, if the MIM was winning because of their good work or popularity, it is fine. But the party wants to keep their constituents uninformed and intimidated and continue in power. I will approach the Election Commission of India for the conduct of free and fair elections by a way of removing bogus votes, shifting polling booths to secured zones, installing web camps, and deploying upright police officers and central police forces. Though her name was in consideration, the Hyderabad ticket came to Madhavi Lata amid the buzz that sitting Gosha Mahal MLA Raja Singh could be fielded against Owaisi. Gosha Mahal is the only BJP-held assembly segment part of the Hyderabad Lok Sabha constituency. The remaining six segments are with the MIM. In the last two elections, the BJP candidate was Bhagwant Rao, whom OVC defeated by a handsome margin. The BJP's first list of candidates for the Lok Sabha election has nine nominees from Telangana, including three of its sitting MPs. The party has renominated Union Minister and State Unit Chief G. Kishan Reddy from Secunderabad, Dharmapuri Aravind, who defeated Bharat Rashtra Samiti Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao's daughter K. Kavita in 2019 from Nizamabad, and former Telangana BJP Chief and Firebrand leader Bandi Sanjay from Karimnagar. The candidature of Soyam Bapu Rao, Adilabad MP, is kept in abeyance, a senior Telangana BJP leader said, as the party gauges his popularity and scrutinizes his controversial remarks earlier, like his house was built with the MP Local Area Development Scheme funds. Former BRS Minister Itala Rajender, who lost from KCR-held Gajwel and his sitting assembly seat Huzurabad in the Telangana Legislative Assembly polls last year, will be fighting from Malkajgiri. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy won the Malkajgiri's Lok Sabha seat in 2019. BJP senior leader Muralidhar Rao reportedly also vied for the Malkajgiri seat. The party has rewarded the BRS Tuncoat MPs who joined the BJP last week. BRS sitting MP from Zahirabad, B.B. Patil, would be the BJP candidate from the Karnataka bordering constituency. Potuganti Bharat Prasad, son of BRS Nagar Karnool MP P. Ramulu, would be the candidate for the SC reserve segment. Former BRS MP Narsayya Gowd, who joined the BJP during the Munugod bipoll, is the BJP candidate from Bhuvanagiri. Another former BRS MP, Konda Vishweshwar Reddy, would fight again from Chevella. Konda, a BRS MP in 2014, lost in 2019 on a Congress ticket and later joined the BJP. The BJP will later announce its Adilabad, Khammam, Mahbubabad, Mahbub Nagar, Medak, Nalgonda, Peddapalli and Warangal candidates. Thank you for tuning in. I am Prasad Nichanametla, Associate Editor, The Print, based in Hyderabad. Please tune in every day for more such news and analysis.